B-Pod Studios.
So I got all of the facts. And hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Daily. And on today's show, we unfortunately must start with some very serious allegations against Jay Sinatra Juan, former MVP of the Overwatch League. And also, we're going to be talking a little bit about Mario. It is now the, what anniversary? Like 39th 35th. Or something? 35th. Anniversary of Mario, and obviously we will close the show with WandaVision Wednesdays. So stick around for Checkpoint Daily.
The latest esports and gaming news. Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game with your hosts, Norris, Callie, and Chad.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Wednesday. If you haven't done this already, remember, if you're listening on the podcast, to check us out, twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Every Wednesday is where we record not one, but two episodes.
That's true.
Also, so make sure. Now we're on Amazon Music.
We are on Amazon Music. So if you have an Alexa or one of those things at home, mm-hmm. you can say, Alexa, play the Checkpoint XP Daily Podcast.
That's cool.
And it'll yeah. pop the hell up.
That's cool. I feel like we made it.
I mean, that's how I feel, too.
I mean, like, I don't like that that's like the bar, but I feel like we've officially passed the bar. Not in a legal sense. We haven't passed the bar in a legal sense. But,
no.
We have surpassed that bar.
That is correct. And as always, joining me in the studio, Chad Callahan to my left. How are you, Chad?
I'm good. I'm loving the fact that we're continuing. I'm going to talk about weather every day as long as it keeps being nice. It's just my new thing.
Well, get ready because by the weekend is going to be right back to normal.
I know, and then I'll be sad again. Yeah. And you can tell.
Yeah. And Callie Scales is in the building as well. Hi, Callie.
Oh, good. Feeling, I got my Star Wars jacket on today. Feeling.
It's
feeling
a nice, it's a nice jacket, by the way.
I dig this jacket. I love it.
It's one of the only times I'm like, damn, I want that jacket.
I got it at Disney World. It was only like $60, which
that's
I thought.
Not bad.
It'd be, like, for a jacket? Right. I thought it'd be way
First
more expensive.
First of all, for anything, a beer costs you $75 at Disney
that's
World.
That's what I mean. Like, I paid more for my lunch that day.
Yeah. So I'm really, really kind of jealous of that jacket. I think it's really cool. But with that said, here's what's happening in the world of gaming.
All right, so unfortunately, we got to start off on a bad note. Both Sentinels and Riot Games have suspended Valorant star and former Overwatch League star Sinatra amid sexual abuse investigations and allegations coming from his ex-girlfriend. Ugly, guys. I mean, obviously, I don't want to take it too far because this is still just allegations have been made. Mm-hmm. Investigations are happening, so I don't want to drop the hammer, but it's certainly nothing you want to see going around about one of your star players or someone you're a fan of.
Absolutely not. And the thing is that, you know, his ex-girlfriend, Cleo Hernandez, has come out and put out a very long statement, including, you know, voice memos and text message receipts and all this kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And it is all quite damning.
Yep, it's pretty bad.
And it's pretty bad. And I just wanted to take the opportunity to say this. Again, specifically with it being International Women's Month. And I want to say this for anybody who listens to the show who may be a little bit younger, who may not necessarily have been in serious relationships quite yet, you can absolutely assault your significant other. There is a line of thinking that if we're in a serious committed relationship, then it's not assault. It absolutely is.
And that is not true.
Not true.
No means no, no matter what.
No matter what.
I'm also curious because a lot of people just say, you know, they're calling it assault or is it abuse? Sexual abuse?
It's sexual abuse. All right, so is the terminology being used in the report. By the way, we want to cite the report originally was broken by Isaac McIntyre on Dexerto, obviously. Cleo put the original statement out on Twitter, but it was Isaac who put it everything together in story form and broke it on Dexerto.
I always get nervous when people just throw out the word sexual abuse because sometimes there's more than just sexual abuse. There's, you know, emotional abuse, physical abuse, and then sexual abuse is kind of like there's that middle area, you know, obviously with the, you know, sexual part of it. So most of what I've seen is actually more emotional abuse. and less which sexual. Is, it, but I don't know what is in the rest of the
report. Well, the thing
there.
Is that it does equate to sexual abuse because there are allegations of him her telling him no and him not stopping. That, by there, legal yeah. definition, is sexual
yep.
is sexual assault. Also, her requesting for him to use protection and him not doing so, which is also sexual assault. He's in trouble.
Yeah.
If this
so
goes
this isn't
to
just sexual assault, this is like, you know, lots of levels of abuse.
Yeah,
not just
if he if this goes to a court of law, he is in serious trouble. He's in serious trouble.
Yeah, I would guess so. I mean, again, I'm not a legal expert, so I don't know what of this ends up holding up. But from my eyes and what I see, yeah, it looks pretty bad.
It looks really bad. And again, you know, going through this sort of Chad, what you were alluded to, the emotional abuse part, is that in various text messages after he had lost a match to the Houston Outlaws, apparently he...
Well, he actually won that. He just lost
the
map.
Yeah. He lost a map. And so apparently they have this really sort of...
Uncomfortable?
It's not even just
bizarre,
uncomfortable. It's just
weird text message exchange
twisted.
Where he's incredibly manipulative, emotionally manipulative. And her essentially saying, like, in a backhanded type of thing, saying, like, oh, wow, the Outlaws finally decided to not play GOATs. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Right.
And him literally just going off on her in these text messages, saying, like, you know, calling her the R word.
Yeah.
And all types of just really nasty, vitriolic, toxic behavior. And again... On the back of the conversation we had on this very show yesterday, talking about esports and its role in social movements.
Yeah.
This is a large part as to why it doesn't happen. It's because this type of behavior, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not naming names, I'm not going out there, but we will be silly as to assume that this is a Sinatra-only issue.
No,
because we've heard the whole thing about you have to win. I should be allowed to be mad about not winning something.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, we see that that's not a good mentality to have.
Well, it's beyond that. First of all, we saw a whole bunch of people storm the U.S. Capitol because they have never been taught how to lose.
Right.
So you have that whole thing, but also beyond that, and this is really important as we continue to grow esports, as we look at more young people getting involved in this space, is that we have to teach young people how to respond to things with grace and how to make sure that they don't offload their negative energy onto their significant others, their teammates, their family members, XYZ.
Or anyone else, really. Yeah.
Because before we even get to the sexual assault stuff, that's something that, as a whole, esports needs to address off the rip. But the last thing I'm going to say about this is that last year, at the end of the summer, the FGC and Smash in particular had a slew of, you know, sexual assault allegations, you know, sexual, at the bare minimum, sexual misconduct.
It's the reason we may never see Evo again.
It is the reason why Evo probably has ceased to exist as we know it. And everybody said this is something that needs to be addressed. And I'm seeing about 60% of that energy going towards this Sinatra thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into Cleo's, you know, original post, it is filled with people doing everything they can to mansplain this away.
Bootlickers.
Yeah, to talk about, oh, you know, man, well, you know, e-girls and this and that and the third. And let me just say this. If you are trying to rationalize any of this type of behavior, go fuck yourself.
Yep.
Flat out.
No, that's
even
the
if half
short
of it is true.
Yeah.
Go just, fuck yourself.
It just makes you realize how many people probably knew this was happening and said nothing. On top of that.
Chad, I don't even want to think about it.
I don't want to talk about it because, you know, we don't know. But
we don't know.
Just
but I don't even want to think about it.
Yep.
It's so gross. It's so gross. But at the bare minimum of it, for anybody out there who is in a relationship or not, no means fucking no.
Yep.
Doesn't matter who you laying with.
Full stop.
Also, if you do need help, go find help.
Go find help.
Yeah.
There's places to go.
If you're in a situation right now in which you feel uncomfortable, in which you feel under threat, in which you feel unsafe, please go find help. Please talk to someone. Do not suffer in silence.
If you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, I'm afraid to text my significant other or afraid to tell them something. Or
that should never happen.
You should never be in that situation. Yeah. You should always feel comfortable talking to your partner. And if you don't, maybe ask why.
Yep. There you go. And that's all we're going to say on it. Obviously, the story is developing. And very quickly, at the beginning of the story, Callie mentioned it. Valiant Champions Tour North America has put out a statement saying we are aware of the current situation regarding Sinatra and have launched an internal investigation. Per our competitive rules and process, we have suspended Juan throughout the investigation, and therefore he will not be competing this weekend.
Masters 1 gets off today, I believe it starts, he won't be competing. So.
Yep.
All right, moving on to something a little bit happier. It is March 10th, so happy Mario Day to everybody.
Happy Mario Day, you guys.
It is indeed Mario Day. We thought we didn't get to do a tier list Tuesday yesterday, so we thought we'd do a tier list today. I know it usually takes a little bit longer than we would do in a news story, but I feel like Mario is deserving. Everybody's been around and changed the face of gaming forever, so, you know. I thought for our tier list today, we would go through and tier list the different Mario series.
All right.
So I think we'll, you know, as always, S-A-B-C-D-E.
Oh, we're doing E on top? All
right. Oh, sorry. D is our usual lowest, right?
Yeah, we usually say right. D because F, F means it's a unplayable.
There's never been a Mario game I don't think that is truly unplayable.
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right, so I'm going to take us through some of the various Mario series that there have been over the years, and we're going to give them a ranking.
All right.
So let's start kind of where it began with Mario 1, 2, and 3, the NES titles.
All right, so 1 and 3 are unquestionably classic video game masterpieces.
Yes,
two
I would agree.
2 is fucking weird.
2 is Doki Doki
First of all,
Panic.
Yeah, I was about to say, 2 is not even a Mario game.
Okay.
It's a reskinned Doki Doki Panic.
That's a fair point. So... Are we going to rank Doki Doki Panic, a.k.a. Mario Brothers 2, or are we going to do Mario The Lost Levels, which is the actual Mario 2?
I am going to rank it the Doki Doki count.
Okay,
because
they call it Mario Brothers 2.
Because that is original run.
That's
so
fair.
So that's what we're going with. Lost Levels, side story.
Nintendo thought the Americans wouldn't be good enough to play Lost Levels, so they gave us Doki Doki Panic
first of all,
instead. And they were
first
right,
of all,
to be
they
fair.
Were right.
Because Lost Levels is crazy hard.
Yep. Unfortunately, because of Doki Doki, I got to put it at A level.
I tend to agree with you. I think Super Mario 3 is an all-time classic, and I love it. I actually don't care for the original Mario Brothers as much. I think it feels a little old and dated, which, to be fair, it is old and dated.
35 years old.
Yeah, so it is. But, I mean, Mario 3 doesn't feel that way. Mario 3 still feels great. So I would say it's A for Super Mario, the original.
Sure. I've never really cared for any of them. Platforming that way has never been my bag.
Your forte.
So, yeah.
What are you giving it then?
I'll just agree because it's a classic. It
right.
You know, started the...
All right, that's
it is.
Well, one of the things that started
Mario Kart.
S tier is...
You got to. You got to say S.
It's the most... If anything brought a family together more, it was
You have to say
Mario
S.
Kart.
If it was in a vacuum and the only one you counted was the first Mario Kart, it'd be a B.
Oh, no.
But because
Mario Kart.
No.
Oh, wait. The one on the Nintendo.
The one on Super Nintendo.
I forgot about
it'd be
that
a B.
One.
Yeah,
but from 64 it is such a cultural phenomenon.
Because you've got Double Dash was on the GameCube.
It doesn't
really
fucking
good.
Matter. They sell a bajillion copies of them every time it comes out.
Yeah,
and everybody
right.
buys it. And name me one person who goes, I hate Mario Kart.
All right.
No one.
I know
S,
one.
S for Mario Kart.
That person's a psycho.
Yeah. They are.
All right, S it is. That's fair. Mario Golf. There's been, I think, two of them. And there's a new one coming out.
There's a new one. I do like the... Okay,
I got to tell you something. I love the Mario Golf game.
It's an A. Outside of Kart, it's the best Mario sports series.
I don't know.
It's
an
A.
I guess I play Golf It, so I can't be like, nah, this is kind of boring. But I don't see it any better than Golf It, though.
It's an A. Shut up.
Fine. I'm going to give it a B just because meh.
All right, so two.
So it's
A's
an A minus.
Yeah, A minus. All right, fair enough. How about Mario Party?
I struggle with this one because there's a ton of them. One,
the game that broke 1,000 Nintendo 64 joysticks.
Well, that but there's so many good ones in between. So I'm going to give it an A because I've had so many good times playing Mario Party, and then they had like, you know, three or four that were not great. And the new ones actually really fun.
So I played a lot of Mario Party 1, 2, and 3. I didn't play 4, 5, or 6, and then I played like 7. Yeah. So I've played the same Mario Party games as I've played Mega Man games, like 1, 2, 3, and then 7.
How many are there? I think there's like 11 right now.
Are there that many Mario Party games at this point? I know there was a bunch on the DS, so I guess that.
I'm gonna just say this.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I give Mario Party a C.
Yeah, you're not a big Mario Party fan.
I don't like Mario Party. I mean, I know people like it, but like, I don't know. I think Pokemon Stadium does mini games better.
Yeah, but you only get 4 mini games in Pokemon Stadium. You get like 30 in Mario Party.
I don't care. I like all of those mini games better.
I'll give it an A, and I would give it an S, except for that one time my brother stole a star from me on the last turn, and I lost a 50-turn game. I've never forgiven the series for that bullshit, because I rolled a 3 instead of the 4 that I needed. So, A.
There's a ton. There's a ton of them. I'm just looking, but there's some that don't count as numbers, but I'm sticking with my A.
Okay, so 2 A's and a C is for a B?
Yeah, fine.
Give it a B. All right. How about Mario Tennis?
I never played that one, so I don't know.
B.
Mario Tennis is the not as good Mario Golf. Like, I don't know in what world like you take golf and make it better than tennis.
Well, here's the thing. It's because Mario Golf feels kind of almost natural. It's basically Hot Shots Golf, if you remember Hot Shots
Golf.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's Hot Shots Golf with a Mario skin on it. There's no Hot Shots like tennis. It didn't really, you know.
Here's the problem. If we're doing these as a series, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there was a Mario Tennis on the Virtual Boy.
There was.
Which you have to count.
There was.
And that's a F minus. So,
there was.
At least put
as
down
a series, I'm giving it a C plus.
I think it's a B.
I don't have
I think it's a B because is it a passable tennis game?
Yes. Yeah. The 64 version?
Yeah. I give it a B.
All right. So we'll call it a B then. That's fine. All right. Paper Mario. I know a lot of people love Paper Mario.
We're venturing into the realm of hatred for Norris.
I think it's a fine game. I think it's cute. Is it perfect? Probably not, but I think it's fun.
So here's the question. Do you count like Super Mario RPG? Because both the Paper Mario games are RPGs.
No.
So do we put them all together?
Nope.
No.
Nope. All right.
Just because
RPG standalone. Just like 64.
Okay, fair enough. So Paper Mario games, I like them both, but I didn't love them. B, it's fine.
B, yeah, I'm giving A.
All right,
B it is.
I abstain.
Yeah. All right, a B and an abstain, or an A. Mario RPG, Super Mario RPG.
S!
I never played it.
It's S. One of the best games ever made.
It is not just one of the best Mario games, it's also one of the best RPGs. Arguably one of the best Final Fantasies.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's like it is one of the.
What's it on?
Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
Oh, I never.
It's.
It was made by Squaresoft.
Really?
Squaresoft.
Yeah. Squaresoft.
Well,
made
it. If it was Super Nintendo,
you can fight the final boss of FF4 in it.
It was so.
No, I didn't know that.
Freaking good.
Yeah. It was one
Booster
of those games
Tower
that
is one of the best RPG dungeons ever created.
It was one of those games that I heard of. I just. Never picked up.
Yes. Yeah.
No, it's great.
A little past my time. Before my time.
Super Mario World. Two games, I believe. Because you got the original and Yoshi's
I only played the original, so. Or wait, what did you call the other one?
Super Yoshi's Mario Island. World Yoshi's and Super Island. Mario World oh. 2 Yoshi's Island.
Oh, I keep forgetting that one.
Super Mario World, unmitigated classic, S, introduced the world to Yoshi. Okay.
Is that the first game that introduced
Yes.
Yoshi?
Yeah, Super Mario World.
Okay. Yes.
All right, I'll give it that because Yoshi's bomb.
And frankly, I mean, even back in the day, it was my favorite of the Mario games. Like, because I went from Mario 3 to Mario World, and I'm like, this game's way better.
Yeah, Mario World is awesome. You got the cape. You flew around.
Yeah. You get the cape in that one.
So that was cool. But then you have Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island, which is one of the most, like, brave, like, chance-taking sequels.
Is that the one with Baby Mario?
That's the one with Baby Mario where you play as the Yoshis and everything looks like it's drawn by a little kid.
Yeah. Can I tell you something?
That game is brilliant.
The final boss of that game like scared the hell out of me when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Because really? I was only like 5 when that was out, and I'm like, that boss was scary when I was a kid. For like as scary as a Super Nintendo boss could be, but I was always like, I don't like that any.
No, that game is brilliant, and it's good, and once you get past the crying Mario sound effect... it is such a rewarding game to play, and the music and the art style. Nintendo still to this day has not made a game like Yoshi's Island.
Yeah. Mario 64.
S. You got to.
The greatest speedrunning game of all time.
Sure, S. I don't know.
Arguably the greatest platformer ever made.
It was sold with the Nintendo 64, and as far as I'm concerned, made that system. Yeah.
All right, sure. S. I'll go with S.
Sunshine.
Ugh, C.
I know a lot of people that love it. I've never played it. But,
so the people who came up with the Nintendo 64 love 64.
Yeah.
And the people who came up with GameCube, that generation right after us, love Sunshine. That said, I did not come up with the GameCube, and I hated Sunshine.
Really?
So,
I wasn't a Nintendo kid, so it was weird. It's weird for me going.
Pinello says S tier. I don't care.
You know, I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna give Pinello. You got my vote. S tier.
No.
Demon King says, "Isn't Sunshine a waterboarding sim?"
Yes, the one where you squirt the water everywhere. It's so dumb.
I don't know.
And to his point, Sunshine is as much fun as being waterboarded. So yeah, I'm in.
Exactly.
I call it a C.
I call it a C as well. So with Chad's half a S, because that didn't even come from you.
Not even mine. Yeah.
We're gonna call that a C plus.
All right. And Galaxy. Well, Galaxy 1 and 2. There were two of them. Galaxy 2 is supposed to be one of the better Mario games of the modern era, outside of Odyssey, of course. The original Galaxy I thought was pretty trash. The second one, pretty decent. Average them together for a B minus.
I'll go with you. I've never played that one.
I don't care.
Wow.
I don't care. This is where I check out of Mario games, because now they just...
All right, so an abstention and a B minus is a B minus.
Sage Gnosis in the chat saying Sunshine is an F. We don't have F.
We don't have the F rating.
F means you can't play it. F
means, crashes on boot. F is the cyberpunk rating.
F is cyberpunk.
Mario Maker, 1 and 2.
I hear people like it.
I love it. I give them an A. They're not S tier by any means, but I think they're good.
The only thing I like about that is there's been some really cool videos I've seen.
Yeah, I like watching.
Watching videos of it.
Yeah, I was about to say I like watching people make really dumb levels.
Yeah, exactly.
Where there's like a very specific thing you can do to get through it.
But
I love those.
I never, ever, 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 ever want to play it.
I give it an A purely on the grounds of I got like a year's worth of good Game Grumps videos out of it.
That's it.
Yeah. Where do the Kaizo Marios fit?
S
for watching speedruns of them. So we'll do the DS and the 3DS stuff. So there'll be like New Super Mario Bros. I didn't play any of these. I was out of the Mario genre then.
Yeah, I'm out. So, just give them an A just because they moved units.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, chat. New Super Mario Bros. And the 3DS stuff, you guys can rate that one. Let us know. And lastly, we've got Odyssey.
Didn't play it, so I can't vote.
Chad, did you play Odyssey?
I didn't, but...
So I'm the only one who has a vote on
Odyssey?
I saw
people at E3 lose their fucking minds over it.
I know a lot of people like it, so I'm going to give it an A based on I know that it got well-received.
I thought Odyssey was the best one that they'd made since Mario 64. I don't think it was as good as Mario 64, but I thought it was the best one since. I give it an A.
All right.
So. I'll take your word for it, but this is where I check out of Mario games.
I don't think I've played a single Mario game outside of Party or Kart on the Switch.
Omega Weltall says that he and his sister played the 3DS Mario games a lot. So, Weltall, you can go ahead and give us the grade for the 3DS entries in the Mario franchise. You can let us know. Because Super Mario 3D World was on there, and 3D World was pretty good. That's where the cat suit comes from.
I mean, I hear it was fun, but I just haven't played a damn... Dude, I'm going to be honest with you. I never owned a DS. Never.
No? Not a 3DS or a DS?
Mm-mm.
You missed out on Phoenix Wright?
Yep.
You missed out...
The original, when it first came out? Yeah.
You missed out on Bravely Default?
Yep.
Omega is giving it a B.
All right, B.
I had a Vita.
you and my friend David. No, the only two that had a Vita.
I had a PSP and I had a Vita.
Sorry about the PSP. Good news on the Vita. The Vita actually was, I thought, was underrated.
I'm going to tell you this. The homebrew stuff I was able to do with that PSP kind of took it.
Made it work.
It took it to a new level.
Nice.
Yeah.
I had a Zune.
Well, my mom had a Zune.
Oh,
sorry to hear that.
That's rough.
See, I agree with Sage Gnosis. I think if you were not afraid to void your warranty.
Yeah.
Really? What did you do to it?
No, you bust it open and you put all sorts, you mod it, you crack the software. Put all sorts of homebrew shit on there. Like, it was wild, man. The PSP aftermarket foolishness was like early Android.
Yeah.
So you could do whatever the hell you wanted with it. So anyway, what is our final tier list?
All right, so we've got getting the S tier. We've got Mario 64, Mario Kart, Mario RPG, and Super Mario World.
So
a lot of S tiers.
So I'm never saying, given four S tiers.
So what I'm saying, listen, this is part of why Mario is a God tier franchise. Even if it's not for me, of the ones in the S tier, I have played dumb amounts of like time with all of them.
I was gonna ask, is Super Smash Brothers a Mario game?
No,
I don't count it.
Because it's not.
Nope.
The A tiers were the original trilogy, Mario Golf,
Paper Mario.
Mario Maker, Odyssey, and that's all of them. Paper Mario got a B, with Mario Tennis, Mario Party, Galaxy, and the 3DS games. And then Sunshine gets the only C.
Good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's going to be it for part one. And part two, it's Wanda Wednesdays, y'all.
Yes!
So make sure you guys stick around for Checkpoint Daily.
The chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. Introducing Zaxby's new signature sandwich with a double hand-breaded filet, split-top bun, and Zax sauce, our new spicy Zax sauce. Only at Zaxby's.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Checkpoint Daily. And if you haven't, make sure you guys slide over to Looking for Group. That's lfgroup.gg, the only comprehensive resource for college esports programs across North America. And also, if you haven't already, make sure you guys slide over to checkpointxp.com for our new and improved website, where you can get all sorts of articles and news from this very cast and the rest of the Checkpoint family. Now, it's Wanda Wednesdays, as
it
usual.
It is Wanda!
Last Wanda Wednesday.
It is the very last Wanda Wednesday.
And now the season finale
until
of Wanda
we
Wednesday.
Transfer to Marvel Mondays.
Wait, are we doing Marvel Mondays?
We're going to do Marvel Mondays, not next week because we won't have an episode to talk about, but the following week we will begin Marvel Mondays.
Okay.
Because we don't want to do Falcon Fridays because it doesn't make any sense.
That takes too long. Yeah, it's stupid. Right. So we got to talk, obviously, about the season finale, series finale, season finale, who knows?
I know we all have thoughts on it.
I have many thoughts.
I do.
And I am going to say this.
Okay.
This is the largest collective blue ball in
yes!
the history.
Thank God I'm not the only one.
This is just as bad as the quick cut at the end of The Sopranos.
Oh,
this
damn.
Is
I wouldn't put it there.
No,
but
it's that bad.
No, I wouldn't.
We got nothing.
No, because
they gave us nothing.
That's one of the most lauded season finales ever.
The biggest difference here is that we know there's going to be a continuation of her story, so I can't agree with that. But I will 100% agree that I felt like I was expecting something really big and this big explosion of like something to happen.
Yeah.
And I didn't get any of that.
We got nothing.
I feel there like was... I didn't even get a really cool fight. The Vision fight was the closest thing to a really cool fight. And then it wasn't even
no,
a fight.
Well, Tom, we didn't even. The only closure we got was with the Hex. That was it. We got no closure. We got White Vision flying around somewhere. We don't know where the fuck he is.
Why he left? I'm so confused.
I can tell you where I think he's going to show up.
We'll get there.
Okay.
All right? But I'm just saying, look at all these loose ends. Wanda went off to Alkali Lake or somewhere. Okay? We got, you know what I'm saying, a whole bunch of other motherfuckers just floating around. And let me tell you, the one thing that stuck out to me that I'm going to say this right now.
Okay.
Because I don't want to belabor this one. But I'm going to just put this out there. Marvel, and I'm going to say this into the camera. Marvel, stop displaying black people's power by shooting guns at them. Stop it. Okay? Every time Marvel does it, they do it with Luke Cage. Luke Cage got powers. Let the police shoot at him. Oh, then we got Photon. Oh, how are we going to display her powers? Let the military and the police shoot at her. Stop it!
To be fair, she was defending it Wanda's invisible children.
It doesn't matter. Dude, she has one of the most unique power sets of anybody in Marvel. It does not have to be displayed by having the police shoot at her.
And this is the biggest issue I have with her character right now, is that, okay, I'm a normal human being. Yes, I know Captain Marvel. I know that all these other characters exist. I now have powers, and I've just found out bullets go through me.
Yeah.
And it's not a big deal.
No.
Yeah, and I have zero
she's weirdly
emphasis
chill about it.
And chill about it. And I'm not going to be like,
it's bad writing.
Let me figure this out for a moment.
It's bad writing.
And then she just, and I was like, okay, wait until the end. Maybe
no. And then low key, she peaced out to the after credit
to go hang out with Nick Fury.
What is this?
Yeah. So at the end of the day, it is a little bit what I said last week. We're going to get a somewhat triumphant ending that sets up everything else we're going to see. I would have liked a little more closure. That said,
I don't even know if I needed closure. I just needed I needed something big. But
you got it right. I needed entertainment, and that's not what I got.
We get a look at knowing what movies and series are coming up. We get kind of confirmation that the events of WandaVision are going to play into all of them, basically.
Yes.
We now Monica Rambeau is going up to hang out with Nick Fury. I assume we'll see her next in Captain Marvel 2.
Yep.
When her and Captain Marvel will work out some beef with each other, and I'm ready to see that. That'll be interesting enough. We see Wanda now doing her best Doctor Strange impression and using the astral projection to study the Darkhold while she enjoys some tea and a lovely view.
And in like wearing sweatpants, which I love.
And we do get the confirmation of the multiverse with her hearing her children calling out to her.
Which I was
we
really
assume using the Darkhold trying to find them. Interesting call. We also get a tie with White Vision leaving. I don't know how I feel about that. I thought he would have stuck around to, you know,
to help. Do anything.
But he left. I assume we will see him in Black Panther 2. I assume he's going to Wakanda to meet Shuri and get his memories back because he's trying to regain them. Yeah, we get, like I say, it ties into all the things that are going to happen coming up. And while the ending of itself, I feel a little bit for the director who even said before last week, I feel like a lot of people are going to be disappointed with how this ends.
And that's fine.
It brings up a question of where I think they have a little bit of accountability is if you're going to make a weekly episodic series, you need to be prepared for people to do the water cooler talk because that's what you want. You want them to be talking around the water cooler and speculating. If you don't want any of that, release it as one
as one big thing.
Let us binge it, and then you won't have to worry about that. That's just it'll be what it is.
Yeah, but that's the point though is that the speculation is what motivated a lot. You know, it's part of what grew this show. Right, my mom watched WandaVision. She didn't know shit about Marvel Comics, right? So she watched it because the whole classic TV angle was like, oh, wow, this is just cool visually.
Yeah, it's cool to see.
And so for me, I think the entirety of the finale was just a massive cop-out. I thought it was, I'm going to be honest, I thought it was a cowardly season finale.
I just don't care.
Because they didn't get to a point, and I understand that there's a lot that they have to say for the other titles.
Right.
I get that. But even in the resolution to the Hex story, there was just nothing. It was just nothing. Wanda drops the Hex, and she's like, I'm sorry, guys. And we get no sort of explanation as to what the fuck happens to these people who have been trapped in literal mental torture for God knows how long.
You talk about
that's bullshit.
A situation of asking a question you weren't prepared to answer. Now, we may not get the answer now. We may have to get it later. We know Wanda is going to be functioning as a villain for a little bit, or at least in the eyes of people, she's going to function as a villain. Because I don't think people are just going to forgive you. Even Monica says it. They're never going to forgive you for this. Nothing you say matters. And she's right.
Yeah.
Nothing you say in that moment is going to matter.
But I believe it was Ash Parrish from Kotaku, and I could be attributing this to the wrong person, so I apologize. But I believe it was her where, or it could have been Khalif Adams. I don't remember. But the point is that somebody said, I would have loved to take an extra 10 to 15 minutes to explore people who are the victims of shit that happens with superheroes.
Mm.
It was part of what was going on with Civil War in the Sokovia Accords.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Scarlet Witch still involved with some bullshit when it comes to somebody's powers running amok and fucking up stuff.
Right.
Because the whole thing that happened at the Wakanda, you know, embassy was on her. And then now you have this whole thing where she mentally tortures a bunch of people for the better part of a few months. And then she just lets him go and goes, sorry, guys. And there's no accountability. She just floats the fuck off.
Well, it's not even just
that. It's ridiculous.
My biggest issue, and I said this last week when we were talking about Agatha and the gross misuse of her very exciting character when the reveal, is she? It's another victim of just like pepper her in here and she barely does anything. Which, to be fair, if she would have actually, you know, fought Wanda right then and there, she would have got all the powers, and that would have made a much more interesting, you know, ending. Wanda loses her powers. How does she get them back from Agatha? You could end it there. I would have been actually very satisfied with that. So, however, for instead, they have her just chilling, watching Wanda deal with all these issues that she's having. Why? What do you have to gain from this, Agatha? There's nothing would have gained out of this. Even if it's just like to watch you to suffer a little bit. Okay, cool. Why? Why does it matter?
I thought they answered that. Her goal was to try to get Wanda to give up her powers so that Agatha would fix that world for her.
Well, she lied about it. Remember? She's then why? Why bother even do that? Just fucking steal the powers.
No, the point is that I think Chad is correct here in that the last episode essentially invalidated anything that Agatha did.
Right.
Because if it was just about taking Wanda's powers, you already have the display of how strong she is. Mm-hmm. You are in it. You know it. You know that she changes it at will. And she knew it 3 episodes ago when she's just like, oh, yeah, you want me to do that again? Da, 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 da. She already knew. And so you get to this point now. You got her trapped in the runes. You find out what actually made her so strong.
Right.
You could have done it right then and there. But instead, you go through this whole rigmarole bullshit villain speech.
Yeah.
And completely ruin whatever opportunity that you
very
had.
007'd.
Yeah. And then get stuck in the world. It felt so... So, and I know it's a comic book property, but it felt so woefully comic book.
My takeaway from it is, while I didn't, obviously I didn't get all the answers that I was hoping for, I came away from it with, a different take on it. I enjoyed the ending because it doesn't paint Wanda as a hero by any stretch of
the
imagination. It paints her as a potential villain going forward. Not only do we not get like any kind of resolution with what happened to the people of the city out of Westview, because like more than getting no resolution, I would have hated for them to get a decent resolution out of that. I would have hated if they had forgiven her in any kind of way or made it okay. It's not. And
but
then
I
she takes Agatha and subjects her to a living hell for the rest of her life.
I would
without
have...
any, you know, she goes full judge, jury, and executioner. She's going to be one of the villain of the new Doctor Strange movie.
Would have preferred if they legit did the torch pitchfork iconography of those townspeople going after Wanda.
I don't, because I don't want her treated sympathetically.
That's the thing is, I think you could have done it in a way that would have said, no, these people are justifiably angry.
Well, you saw that. You got that moment.
No,
when,
you didn't.
When they're all sitting there fucking furious and
you
like,
do,
storming
you
her.
Did.
No,
I
you
I feel
didn't.
Like they went too easy with it. Because here's the ending that I was hoping for was Agatha steals her powers. And now she's powerless against these people.
Who
can now come after her and then has to be, you know, saved by maybe Monica or something and then taken away by S.W.O.R.D. And that would have been a very satisfying ending for me. Personally.
I agree with you, Chad.
But
I agree with you.
Where does it go from there?
Well, she gets her powers back from Agatha. That could lead into that to another series.
Wait, no. So she gets her powers back later. That just takes us right back to where we are now.
Well,
no,
she has to learn to
no, it
need
doesn't.
Them.
No, it doesn't. The point that Chad is trying to make and that I agree with,
she has to
is
suffer
that
a little
at
bit
no
more.
Point, at no point during this show, for as much as they try to paint Wanda as vulnerable, she is not. At no point in this show is Wanda in any real danger. Think about it.
No, but that's true of the Scarlet Witch since her creation.
Yeah, but
she's never been in danger
ever. But the point that I'm trying to make is that if you were going to make a series to make somebody at least compelling, vulnerability is a part of that. And they didn't do that. When she can essentially make anything up in her mind
right.
and do it. Now, this is an opportunity that they had to paint her as a more sympathetic character, and they didn't. And even if they didn't want to do that and paint her as a villain, they didn't go all the way with that either. So essentially what you got was a very mid-ass finale.
I think you took the time to paint her as, not as a question of vulnerability, but as a question of morality. And that's where her ongoing story is going to come from, because she is the Scarlet Witch. You're never going to have her be a vulnerable, in danger character. That doesn't exist for her that I'm aware of. I've never seen that happen. She's one of the most powerful people in the world. She would have beaten Thanos by herself if he hadn't rained fire down on her.
Yeah.
Like, she's really strong.
Yeah.
I think the question you're going to always have to play on with her is she a hero or is she a villain? And that's what they built up to in this.
I mean, but the point is I'm not fully convinced that they did a great job with the is she a villain thing. I don't think they did. I think what they did was paint her as somebody who kind of doesn't know what the hell she's doing, which is fine.
Right.
But I think they got to do a lot with this Doctor Strange movie in order for audiences to view Wanda as a villain.
Yeah, I'll say this. We were all in the room watching it. Me, Sarah, and Rob were all sitting there, and all three of us during the ending of that show were looking at each other like, I don't think she's the hero anymore, because that's a really fucked up ending for a hero.
Yeah, I just thought they went halfway, man.
I wanted more. I wanted something. I wanted not even closure. I just wanted something to make. I guess it is a closure. But the
thing about it is,
listen, she had to. In the end, she did get to learn that, you know, sometimes people do die. There is grief in this world.
Yeah.
She had to let her you know what it
is?
Kids go.
No, you know what it is? You know what it is? It's that at the end, if this is supposed to be the Iron Man moment for the next phase, if you will.
Sure.
That opens the universe up to more stories. If this is the Iron Man moment, Iron Man in and of itself felt self-contained. It felt like if Marvel ran out of money and couldn't make any more movies, or Disney didn't swoop in and buy them, that it could have stopped there and it would have been fine.
Well, and it was designed that way.
Like, and it was designed that way.
The whole I Am Iron Man announcement was an ad-lib.
The point for me...
Was it?
Yeah,
it was. The point for me about WandaVision is that they had an opportunity to make it feel impactful that same way, and instead they left everything open-ended. And that makes WandaVision, by the very decision, feel incomplete.
I suppose. I mean, again, I think it's the nature of a TV show versus a movie. I think there's a little bit of, like you say, at the time, they didn't know if there was going to be another movie after that. Now they do. They know there's going to be 4 years of movies that they're going to build into. So I think it's just a different time frame.
It is. I just think, you know, for...
Calling it a finale, it wouldn't feel like a finale.
That, you know what? That's what it is. This felt like the second to last episode.
Yeah, I feel like I would have needed one more.
There's no denouement. Like, there's no falling action. There was, we got the fucking ship of Theseus, and then that was that.
That was weird.
And then we got I understood what they were trying to say.
I did too. I get they're trying to use a paradox, and that's interesting.
And the thing is cool. Do you know what, Chuck? You're right. It felt like Lost, but a much smaller scale. Whether as Lost felt like, this show's not over, is it?
Yeah.
It felt like that. When you saw the thing with her reading the Darkhold, I was like, that's it? That the show's over? And then, by the way, we got the whole after credit scene where we now know that, you know, Photon is going to go up into space. Mm-hmm. Monica is going to go to space. And that's all cool. And then what was the second after credits?
It was her Wanda reading the Darkhold.
Oh, yeah, that was the after credits.
That was the after
credits. Yeah, and that was it. So, you know, I guess, you know, we got really excited and our theories ran crazy. But the show ultimately did not live up to it. But you know what? At the end of the day, was most of it great? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And at the same time, most of our theories, a lot of them still stand. They were confirmed one way or another. Like, if you were one of the people on the Mephisto train, she's literally reading the Darkhold. By the way, a cut scene that they didn't actually make it in was her, Agatha's rabbit was supposed to turn into a demon and fight Pietro and Photon.
Yeah.
And by the way, his name is Senior Scratchy, and one of Mephisto's nicknames is Jack Scratchy. Just saying.
Interesting. Well, I don't know. Are you looking forward to Falcon?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to some...
And not a high note.
I'm looking for some fighting and shit blowing up.
I'm ready for some smart-ass remarks from Sam Wilson and Bucky Barnes.
I want LaWanda and Vishon. That's what I want. Have y'all seen that?
No.
That's funny.
I'm going to show you that meme because on the last episode, they basically... Black Twitter got to this, okay. And it was something else.
Robbie's... post that he put in the chat today, Mephisto and the winner Mephisto.
Oh, I did that one.
Twitter talking about the show.
No, it is, but like legit, I'm gonna show you that, but that's what I want. I want LaWanda and Vishon.
Alright, I'm into
as season 2 of WandaVision. But anyway, that's gonna be it for today's episode of Checkpoint Daily. Stick around where we're gonna have more gaming news tomorrow for Chad Callahan and Callie Scales. I am Norris Howard. Bye bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.